Good afternoon and welcome to Variations on a Theme here on Kootenai Co-op Radio, CJLY 93.5 FM in Nelson, BC, 96.5 FM in Crawford Bay, and 107.5 FM in New Denver. My name is Mosung Miles, and you are tuned into Variations on a Theme today. Well, this time of year, there are a lot of people getting out of school, schools letting out, people graduating. For example, here in Nelson, I know LV Rogers is having their graduation this weekend. So with that in mind, I thought I'd go with a school theme today. So we're going to hear from a number of different artists, some singer-songwriters like John Hiatt and Leonard Cohen. Hear from some indie groups like Hot Chip and Belle and Sebastian as well. And we'll cover different aspects of the school experience, such as what it's like in the classroom and what the teachers can be like. But let's start with what the reason is you go to school in the first place, and that is education. So here is the English indie group, The Metros, with the song Education, Part 2.
Not quite come to conversation. It was somewhere in between. You said everything is starting. I listen patiently. All this dog and pony was the monkeys the whole time. We could not help from flinging in our modern suits and ties. About how we lived our lives. It didn't seem we lived enough to even get to die. All these dense distractions, so beautifully complex. Well, I love life surprises so much, I don't want to know what's up. Looking much smarter than me. Good old Nostradamus, he knew the whole damn time. There'd always be an east from west and someone in the fight. Stumbled, shouted, and said, I don't do what you do. I don't know, couldn't really. Holly, if you highly care, and you don't stop and do this.
Pearl Jam there with the song Education. That was originally an outtake from their album Binaural, recorded in 2000. And you can find it on the collection Lost Dogs, which they put out in 2003. Before that, another band from Washington State, Modest Mouse, with another song called Education. That one's from their 2007 album, We Were Dead Before the Ship Even Sank. And starting off the show was the British indie rock group The Metros with their song Education Part 2 from their 2008 debut album More Money, Less Grief. Well, now that we know why we go to school for the education purposes, let's delve into the school experience a little bit. What's it like to actually be in class, to interact with everyone? Is it fun? Is it lame? Is it everything? Let's hear from the group Jawbreaker about what it could be like. Here's their song, Chemistry.
Thank you.
was The Evaporators, of course, with the legendary Nardwuar the Human Serviette out of Vancouver with their song I Quit School. That's from Ripple Rock, released in 2004. Before that was Nirvana with the song School as a live version. It's on the album From the Muddy Banks of the Wishka, which they put out in 1996, originally released on their debut 1989 album Bleach. And starting off that set of three about the school experience was Jawbreaker, originally from New York and then L.A. in the 80s and 90s, with their song Chemistry. That's from their album Dear You, released in 1995. Well, let's continue on with this examination of the school experience. And it can be tough in school. You know, you can feel pressure to fit in or pressure to follow the rules, and that might not always work for you. So we'll hear about that a little bit from the British group Hot Chip with their song Boy from School.
Now I met you on the street. said this was the way back.
I got lost.
He said this was the way back.
I got lost.
He said this was the way back.
Something pretty while you can.
Scottish indie group Belle and Sebastian with the song We Rule the School. That one's from their 1996 release Tiger Milk, their debut album. Before that was Destroyer out of Vancouver with the song School and the Girls Who Go There. That's from their second album City of Daughters that's released in 1998. And before that, starting off the set of three, was British electronic indie group Hot Chip. They gave us a song, Boy from School, from their 2006 album, The Warning. Just have a couple of community announcements here. First, come listen to A Cathedral Whispers at St. Saviour's on June 9th at 7 p.m. The evening will include local history researcher Greg Scott presenting a historical talk on St. Saviour's unique stained glass windows, and will be followed by stained glass artisans Moss and Gavin Holland. Tickets are available at Touchstones Nelson or at the door. As well, the dedication ceremony for the Chinatown Plaque Project will take place on Sunday, June 12th at noon at the corner of Hall and Vernon Streets. The Chinatown Plaque Project is a monumental rock inscribed in Chinese and English, recognizing the significant contribution the Chinese community made to the rapid growth of early Nelson. Come and be part of the dedication of this permanent visible reminder. Well, once again, you're listening to Variations on a Theme here on Kootenai Co-op Radio, CJLY 93.5 FM in Nelson, BC. Thank you for tuning in. Our theme today is school, with number of schools already having gotten out and having their graduation ceremonies recently or going to very soon, such as L.V. Rogers here in Nelson, B.C. this weekend. So we're continuing on the theme of school, and we're going to move on to the people who are very central figures of schools, and that's teachers. Teachers come in all forms and all different methods of teaching, and they can be teaching you inside or outside of the classroom. Let's hear from Canadian legend Leonard Cohen about teachers with his song called Teachers.
Mm-hmm. black that black can go. Are you teacher of the heart? Soft, she answered no. I met a girl across the sea, her hair the gold that gold can be. Are you teacher of the heart? Yes, but not for thee. I met a man who lost his mind in some lost place I had to find. Follow me, the wise man said, but he walked behind. I walked into a hospital where none was sick and none was well. When at night the nurses left, I could not walk at all. Morning came and then came noon. Dinner time, a scalpel blade lay beside my silver spoon. Some girls wander by mistake into the mess that scalpels make. Are you the teachers of my heart? We teach old hearts to break. One morning I woke up alone, the hospital and the nurse is gone. Have I carved enough, my lord? Child, you are a bone. I ate and ate and ate, no, I did not miss a plate. Well, how much do these suppers cost? We'll take it out in hate. I spent my hatred every place, on every work, on every face. Someone gave me wishes and I wished for an embrace. Several girls embraced me then, I was embraced by men. Is my passion perfect? No, I'll do it once again. I was handsome, I was strong, I knew the words of every song. Did my singing please you? No, the words you sang were wrong. Whom I address, who takes down what I confess? Are you the teachers of my heart? We teach old hearts to rest. Oh, teachers, are my lessons done? I cannot do another one. They laughed and said, well, child, are your lessons done? Are your lessons done? Are your lessons done?
Just
The Joel Plaskett Emergency there with the song Come On Teacher. That's from their album Truthfully, Truthfully, released in 2003. Plaskett originally from Nova Scotia. And before that, another Canadian certified legend, Leonard Cohen, with the song Teachers. And that's from his first album, Songs of Leonard Cohen, released in 1967. Well, heard from a couple of Canadian groups in a row there. Let's go to another one. This time, Rio Statics. Schools are, I guess they're institutions in our lives. They play a big role, just like, hospitals or churches or, well, for some people, I suppose. Schools are a central part of our lives. And we'll hear from Rio Statics on that here with their song, Churches and Schools.
I'm apocalypse now in the heart of darkness. Melted down barriers and cleaned up the goo. Now we're both graduated. And no amount of college is gonna give you that jolt. The top of the pyramid is a holding all the votes. It's not high technology, it's just nuts and bolts. And we're both graduated. Step out in this frozen up world. The amazing Mr. Snowjob and his cryogenic girl. Living our history but dead to the world. Cause we both graduated. Yeah, we both graduated.
American singer-songwriter John Hiatt there with the song Graduated. Appropriate, I thought, for this time of graduation and change for many in high school or college or university, wherever they may be. And before that was the Canadian group Rheostatics with their song Churches and Schools. That came from their 1987 debut album Greatest Hits. Well, I thank you for tuning in today to Variations on a Theme. I've been meaning to let you know that if you have any thoughts on the show or if you have any suggestions, I'd appreciate it if you gave me a call, or not, gave me an email, voatradio@gmail.com. You can also visit my blog, voatradio.blogspot.com. And while there, you can listen to this episode and any past episodes of Variations on a Theme as well. So if you get a chance, check that out. That'd be great. And we're coming to the end today of our school show. And with all these schools graduating this time of year and LV going out this week, I don't necessarily have any masterful words of advice. But I guess the one thing I would think is that in relation to all these songs I've been playing, not everyone had the most positive experience in school, but whether your experience was good or bad, I guess the thing that strikes me is that high school doesn't define you. You can do whatever you want after that. It doesn't have to be the best part or the worst part of your life or anything defining. So no matter what you go on to do after this, more education or work or just hanging out, you can do as Jamiroquai does here and make sure to get your soul education. Thanks, and we'll see you next week.